This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. The center has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said projects span across 10 states and strategically planned along 6 major corridors. The government has also approved a proposal to conduct e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The estimated reserve price for this auction is over 784 crore rupees. The cabinet has also accorded approval for progressive expansion of the Central Sector Scheme of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. This will significantly enhance and strengthen the agricultural infrastructure in the country and support the farming community. The Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern Region for development of hydroelectric projects. This scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatt will be supported. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 3 new lines and 1 multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at estimated cost 6,456 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the meeting of the 44th edition of Pragati, the ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, involving the centre and state governments. It was the first meeting of Pragati in the third term of NDA government. In the meeting, 7 significant projects were reviewed, including 2 projects relating to road connectivity, 2 rail projects and 1 project each of the coal, power and water resources sector. The cost of these projects total more than 76,500 crore rupees. The projects relate to Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Odisha, Goa, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh and Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi emphasized the fact that every official in the government must be sensitized. During the interaction, the Prime Minister also reviewed Amrut 2.0 and public grievances related to Jal Jeevan Mission. These projects together inter alia address water issues in urban and rural areas. Mr. Modi advised chief secretaries to personally monitor the works under Amrut 2.0 and states should make plans keeping in mind the growth potential and future needs of cities. Mr. Modi said that one needs to take benefit of initiatives such as PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana to meet the growing energy needs of cities. President Draupadi Murmu criticized recent crimes against women in the country. The president today said the gruesome rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata has left the nation shocked and urged people to collectively say enough is enough. The president said the recent spate of crimes against women should force honest self-introspection to uncover the roots of the malaise. The president stated this in a statement shared on her social media platform. The president added that she was dismayed and horrified when she came to hear of the incident. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan and Health Secretary Apurva Chandra today co-chaired a meeting with State Chief Secretaries and DGPs on immediate steps taken for the safety and security of doctors and healthcare professionals. The measures include joint security audit, along with District Collector and DSP and management of district hospitals and medical colleges, to review any shortfall in existing infrastructure and security arrangements. In a move aimed at countering China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, along with other Pacific leaders, today endorsed the Pacific Policing Initiative, PPI. Marking a significant regional effort to bolster peace and security throughout the region, the PPI has been announced on the sidelines of the Pacific Islands Forum, PIF leaders' meeting in Tonga. The initiative is aimed to enhance the capacity of Pacific nations to address law and order challenges, fulfill internal security needs, and provide mutual support in times of crisis. The Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till 8th September. This is for the first time that France will stage a Summer Paralympics. The country previously hosted the Winter Paralympics in 1992. And that is the end of this news bulletin.